Hello, and welcome back to The Role Less Taken. I am Cram, I use he and they pronouns, and I currently don't have a character because Jet died last session. I'm joined by my fellow players.
If we are breaking order for today's session, I am Chris, I use any pronouns, and I'm playing Sabrina, who uses she, her pronouns.
I am M, and I play Sean, and we both use they, them pronouns.
Hi, my name is Mickey. Pronouns are they, them. I am playing Achille, who uses any pronouns.
And yeah, we are back with Sleepaway. Let's see if the Lindworm wants to join us today. Not hearing anything, so probably fine. We're playing Sleepaway by Jay Dragon, the game of campers and monsters and all kinds of weird stuff. Does anybody want to recap what happened last session? I have hinted towards something.
So many things happened.
M, I feel like you're our best recapper.
Well, my first bullet point, I have to say, is just gestures, and that's all I wrote. I don't know what it means.
I do, because we had dance moves to find each other as we went into the woods. And make sure that each other, not find each other, make sure we were talking with our real friend, not any magical apparition thereof.
Got it. And then we went into the woods to find the gravesite, but dun dun dun, the gravesite has already been dug up. We didn't really know why or what happened. I performed I forget what it was, Death's Journey, because we saw Alphonse's, I presume, zombie is what we were calling it, but I'm not sure. And the hole turned into a canoe that was taking us through, like, the watery depth, and we were kind of guiding Alphonse to death. During this journey, there was, like, two moments where someone saved Jet. I think it was Achille saved Jet, right?
Yeah.
And then Jet went to save Achille.
Yeah.
And fell out of the boat, mm-hmm. and is now dead.
Fell out of the grave canoe.
Missing, presumed gone.
Yes.
Well, we do know the Underhill King then emerged.
Mm.
And we got the understanding that there may be a possibility of Jet returning, but it was in vague, you know, ancient idea speak, so we're not sure.
Yes. I wasn't sure if I was too subtle with that or not subtle enough.
No, I think you were perfectly subtle. The beauty of this game, or at least how we're playing it, is that there's a lot of higher abstract concept, and it's cool to see that. Yeah, so I think you played it perfectly, especially for, like, an Underhill King. Like, I feel like that's someone who doesn't get out much, so. Probably not the best communicator.
Yes, this is true. He does represent a strange version of masculinity. So not communicating is probably, well, I don't know, accurate. I think the Underhill King also gave out some missions that he said would make the group stronger, or at least give you some strength that you may need for the coming days. I think one was to solve the rabbit puzzle. One was, finding the true stars, and then something about going to the bottom of the well, I think were the three things he told you to do.
Finding the true stars, bottom of the well.
That's if I remember right.
Think about having to fight the Lindworm in these tasks will prepare us or get us closer to that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, he was
Which,
big.
Gotta say, did not, like, at the start of this, it did not occur to me that we were at some point supposed to try to take on the Lindworm. I just thought we were supposed to suffer and deal with it. So that's kind of a cool twist that apparently only I was not prepared for.
I think it's an option.
I love it.
Yeah. So I think in the meantime, I was going to just kind of be the campers and probably specifically Robin, but just because I'm a little attached to Robin. But I will also be, you know, throw some other campers in the mix. as needed until a good time to introduce my new character, because I do have a new character sheet.
I do just want to reminisce again on my beautiful drawing of Jet getting his little tactical shovel out from his backpack to fight things. So
I forgot they did that.
It's like they pulled it out and just was like, and it like grew. That's what I imagined in my head, like an unfolding shovel.
Is that real? Or is tactical shovel another invention of this party, like a bone flute?
Who knows?
There are collapsible shovels. What were you about to say, Mickey?
Yeah, I have one in my home.
And I think I have seen...
For all the tactical shoveling I do.
I have seen some that have also got, like one of the edges is serrated, so you could use it as a saw, and then, like, the bottom is, you know, regular sharp, and it's got, like, a couple of other, like, survival tools built into it, but... So I think that's what I was picturing when I said tactical shovel. Mm-hmm. But I was also a little bit picturing Mystery Man, the shoveler.
Oh my god.
Who shovels very well. So yeah, where do we, where should we pick up?
I think where we left off, we had gone back to camp, and Keely was actually, like, packing up a backpack, and, like, in their sorrow, was, like, but also kind of now feeling a little more, encouraged by the fact that they think Jet's gonna come back.
Yeah, there's some hope there.
Yeah. So, was, like, packing a backpack and getting ready to go. But I don't know if we had any plans yet.
I don't even think that, like, I don't even think she has any plans yet. Achilles just in that weird grief stage.
No, he's been through a lot. So.
Yeah, it's been a long night. So yeah, I think, should we pick up right back, sort of walking back out of the forest?
I think we were already out of the forest.
Oh, that's right. We were out of the forest.
Yeah, and around the fire, or at the fire pit to kind of bookend the way this whole journey started.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I remember now what's going on. Yeah, I think, I mean, I was just looking at my camper moves, and I could always inject some drama by saying that, like, because it's probably late at night, so maybe Robin is wandering around out of bed. They probably started off like going to the bathroom, but then kind of noticed that none of the four of us counselors was around. So it was kind of like, is everything okay? Even though they're still hobbling, probably crutching around, probably should not be out of bed, but is out of bed after hours. What do y'all do?
Robin.
Yeah.
It's late. You should go back to bed.
I was wondering where you all were. I couldn't find anybody.
Sean is going to do a weak move and get lost in misery and not know how to respond to Robin.
Is Jet already in bed?
Sean's not crying, but
they're kind of looking at each of your faces.
Achilles not even looking, like, at Robin. Like, it's just probably the ground, maybe the distance, not engaging.
I think Robin finally looks to Sabrina, who's the only one who seems to be not being super evasive right now.
Sabrina kind of has her legs pulled up, like her face on her knees. They're pulled up on the bench that they're sitting at. And she's just going to kind of look to Robin, and much more calmly than she usually speaks to the children. She usually kind of has a tremble in her voice. She's just going to say, Jet's not right here right now. I think you should go back to bed. The other campers might get worried. We don't want anybody thinking you've gotten lost again.
Oh, okay.
And then she'll kind of go over and rub Robin's hair in a friendly sort of way.
I think, yeah, Robin will. We'll take that and we'll kind of, you know, hobble off to bed. But it's kind of like looking over their shoulder at the three of you, like, what? Something's going on. They're pretty sure of it, but they're going to kind of like not deal with it right now. Okay.
So, what are we going to tell the campers, you know, tomorrow? He says, while kind of looking into the empty fire pit and at nobody in particular.
I don't know. Maybe that Jet had a... family emergency, or I don't know. Do we tell the truth? Do we, at this point now, send campers home? Is Akili just sitting?
I was contemplating that. I think Akili is just sitting. Akili's gonna use a weak move, reject a moment where you could open up and instead bottle your feelings. Akili's emotions like ebb and flow quite strong, so Akili's not going to participate in this conversation yet.
Okay. I guess we'll just keep quiet and try and figure it out, or should we help? I mean, How many days have we been in camp? Is this like a week-long camp? How many days do the campers have left here?
I think it's only been about 3 days.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think we did have like one time skip of a day.
So that means they maybe have like two more full days here. Right? I mean, I'm assuming it's a five-day camp.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That sounds right.
Do we want to just let them do their camp things for two more days? Maybe see if we can get another camp counselor up here and then we just go deal with shit? Or do we deal with it at nighttime when all the campers are sleeping? Or do we send them home? I'm looking at Sabrina.
Kelly is looking into the distance moodily.
Sabrina's gonna kind of look over at Akili, who looks very moody. And then back to Sean. I think that we should have sent the campers home as soon as things got really unstable, as soon as Alphonse disappeared and the chasm opened up in the camp. I don't know that I could deal with what happened to Jet happening to one of our kids.
Okay, then we start calling parents tomorrow or tonight. I don't know. Do we have email? I'm imagining we don't have email out here. So
we could probably give them a call and, you know, all of the counselors together can tackle it. I'm sure the parents will be understanding.
Yes, I'm sure they will be.
I do love that. The gift that keeps on giving.
The understanding parents.
Mm-hmm.
Roll credits.
We're done here.
And that's our game thing. No, I was going to say, now actually might be a good moment. Cause I think I teased it a little couple episodes ago, but to bring in the murder of crows. Because, if nothing else, the pick up when instructions are pick up when a heart is broken, the future is uncertain, or the air is overcast and it feels right. And I feel like it's all three of those things at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So their description is, the three crows gather atop telephone poles in the tallest mountain peaks. One knows the past but only lies. One lives in the moment and one gibbers of the future that will not come to pass. Some say the Lindworm was once among their number. Some say their talons clutch at people's breath. People always have things to whisper about the old, mad, powerful women like these.
I love old, mad, powerful women.
Right? So they have two desires and two aesthetic elements to pick. I'm also kind of, you know, vamping, so we have some time to think about what to do next, too, if anybody needs that.
Yeah.
As desires are to mock, avenge, deliver auspice, which is like prophecy, study or confuse.
Ooh. Why not confuse?
I did also kind of like study, but mock could also set up a very interesting dynamic.
Confuse would be my vote, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the constant here. So,
and I like the idea that they're going to confuse us in order to study us.
Hmm. Okay, I'm down with that. Two aesthetic elements, scattered black feathers, pieces of string, bronze coins, broken twigs, telephone poles, needles, groups of three, pine, wires, knots, gemstones, pieces of glass, arid cliffs, and old bottles.
Oh, I just got such a creepy idea, but like, I feel like maybe it's too weird.
No.
What if like we look to the field and it was scattered with like bottles? And if you like pick up the bottle and put your ear to it, it's the voice of your loved one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love that.
Yeah.
Comes from a mind that's doing totally fine. Sometimes I see things on this, like in this world, and I'm like, where did that even come from?
I love it.
I did actually kind of want to pitch maybe combining knots and wire into just like knots of wire tied up into different shapes and figures.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, telephone pole, groups of three and telephone poles and scattered black feathers kind of come with the crow territory. So we might see them, but let's kind of focus on those two images.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I think... maybe Achilles sees it first. There is just like staring into the middle distance, your eyes kind of alight on something, and it is kind of like this, it's almost like a figurine, but it is just like a bundle of like corroded and like nasty wire, kind of in the shape of a person almost, or maybe some sort of like almost like an ankh kind of shape, like the sort of Egyptian symbol of life and death, or life? I could be wrong. So it's sort of that shape, or it's sort of a person. It's kind of somewhere in that weird, like, cryptic middle ground where it could be either of those things. I think that's what you notice first. And when you walk over to pick it up, you notice, like, you kick a bottle into another bottle. And they kind of tink off and hit, like, a third one kind of in the distance.
Achilles is then going to follow the trail of bottles. I'm not going to call out for my friends yet. They may or may not have noticed me leave the circle.
Mm.
I kind of imagine this is maybe when we're still trying to talk about what to do with the campers. So giving you a moment.
Mm.
I'll keep walking. You know, I'll look back and keep an eye on them. I don't entirely trust my senses anymore.
I think you come to like the edge of the forest. You're not in the forest, but you're at the edge of the forest. And you do see like among the trees, there is a telephone pole that... like the wires kind of seem to stretch into the forest and not in a way that like interferes with the forest, because I know that is technically a fire hazard, but they just kind of like, you can't see where they're going or coming from.
It might have been old too. Maybe there wasn't a forest there.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that. So yeah, it's like an old telephone pole. And at the top of it, you do see these three crows just kind of sitting there. Crows are pretty big birds, but these are even a little bit large for crows. And they're kind of like watching you quizzically.
I pick up a bottle and I throw it at the crows.
For that, I'm looking at the moves. One of the moves is ironically punish the sins of another, and a different move is lie about the past. So I might use both of those at the same time.
Ooh. Mess with the crows.
I mess with crows.
Don't mess with the crows. It kind of like another bottle just kind of like bonks you on the head, not like hard enough to cause damage, just in like sort of an annoying kind of, from an annoying height, kind of bonks you on the head, and you do hear like a voice kind of coming out of it, a very familiar sounding voice. One of the crows starts to speak and just kind of goes, "They never loved you."
Oh, I got chills. I got chills, and Achilles would have rage. Achilles will put on the brass knuckles and attempt to climb the pole to start attacking crows.
I think
that's how much logic my boy has right now.
I don't think there's a lot of handholds on the telephone pole, though, so I don't think you're going to get too far.
It's going to take up a good amount of time, though.
Like, that scene in Mulan, with you're just trying to climb a pole with nothing but your grass knuckles and your anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And rage.
Yep.
Yeah. Sabrina, what's happening?
And I look in the direction that Sean, I was about to say, that M is pointing at, because I'm looking at M, that Sean is pointing at. And I'm going to go, oh my God, what are they doing? And without thinking, Sabrina just gets up and runs over. And she trips over the bottles and falls.
I think as you kick it, you also hear like almost the sound of a voice kind of like distantly coming from nowhere. It's a familiar sounding voice.
I give pause, but I think friend climbing telephone pole beats mystery noises from bottles right now. And I'm going to stand back up and run over and say, Akili, what are you doing? You're going to hurt yourself. How far off the ground are they?
Probably like a foot, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple feet, 3-4 feet, maybe, if he's lucky.
Going to overreact anyway. Please. Please, don't fall down, please. Oh, I don't want you to get hurt. What are you doing?
Birds. The birds, they aren't real birds. They are insulting birds, and they must be punished. I'm going to kill the birds. A lie is like when you're in the forest and the way you came isn't the way you came, and it's all part of that. It's part of the systems, and I don't really think and the Achilles' eyes just fall on the bottle that maybe like he heard a comforting word from.
Yep.
Sabrina's gonna turn and shout back at Sean and say, I need, he's not making any sense. I think something's wrong.
Okay. I'm gonna
hustle over.
Okay. Akili.
And now Akili is just like very tenderly holding the bottle.
Oh,
it's gonna put it up to the ear.
Yeah, you hear,
no longer climbing.
You hear Jet's voice.
What does it say?
I was about to ask you what it said.
Ooh.
What would Jet say? What do you need to hear?
I don't think it's about what I need to hear. It's about what Jet would say. Akili, they have grilled cheese. I'll give you extra if you ask nicely over in the cafeteria. You see this? I got two.
Yep, that is exactly what Jet would say. Yep.
And I imagine it's on repeat. And Akili, I got grilled cheese.
That's incredible. And the three birds are still up there, and I think one of them has just kind of started like muttering almost. And you just hear it kind of going like, how can it die? Maybe you won't. Who knows? I don't know. But you're probably going to die. The Lindworm's coming. It's going to come back. It's somewhere. It's always somewhere.
Hello, bird.
The bird that hasn't yet spoken just kind of, I don't know, it says hello in like the exact same intonation, so you're not sure if it's just echoing you or if it's actually answering you.
We're looking for our friend.
Which friend are you looking for?
Their name is Jet.
Hmm. The bird kind of nods and doesn't say anything else. The other one is continuing to mutter and is just kind of like, the Underhill King might come to battle. Might not. Might come to battle, though.
The Underhill King. That the Underhill King. We met him.
You did meet him. He's back under the hill, though.
Achilles going to start wandering off and picking up more bottles and listening to them.
I think some of them do say more stuff from Jet, and some of them say, like, things from other members of your family, and maybe one or two things that Sean has said about, like, the river, like, how peaceful it is, and just, you know, it's a mishmash of people alive and dead. Maybe even, like, there's something from Zach, where Zach said something like, yeah, you're kind of cool. And
Achilles just collecting bottles now. Like, just armfuls of bottles.
Sabrina's eyeing Achilles very cautiously. Also really interested in the talking crows. Trying to see where this is going.
So the Underhill King's back under the hill. We're looking for our friend Jet.
You are looking for your friend Jet.
What else? We had to do, you know about the true stars?
At this, the sort of rambling crow kind of goes, the true stars, they're gone forever.
Where did they go?
They're gone. You'll never find them. No one will find them. There's only one person who knows.
Who?
Maybe more people know. Maybe more people will know. No, probably not. The one that's being quizzical and unhelpful just kind of goes, the true stars have been taken. They are gone.
Okay.
Then the crows, who took it?
Who took the true stars?
Who do you want to have taken the true stars?
Someone easy to find.
This is another move. It's answering a question with a question.
Yeah.
Easy to find. Things that are easy to find are difficult to find sometimes. I'm not even sure who said that, which of the birds said that. Maybe all three of them kind of said that.
Wow.
Some parts are truth, some parts are lies, and some parts are true of the present.
What was the answer to the question when Sean asked that? My internet booped out for a second. They just asked the question back?
The question was, who do you want to have taken the stars?
This is not helpful.
Nope.
Nope.
Well,
or you perhaps know, we have already helped you, says the one that spoke to Achilles first.
What did the one to Achilles say at the very first time that they didn't love you, right?
Yeah.
So that's a lying one. For sure, that's a liar. But we don't know that technically. Well, can you be helpful in any way?
Can you do anything?
Answer a question with another question in a mocking tone. can you be helped in any way?
Oh, okay. Well, better to be a person of character than a person of means, and you're a mean.
Yeah, Achilles was right to try to punch you. Stupid bird frickin' makes sense here. And Sabrina's gonna storm off to go, like, help with Achilles and their bottle collecting.
Achilles just gonna hurriedly, like, pass you bottles.
Sabrina is confused as to why we're doing this, but she will accept them and kind of following you around, taking whatever you hand her.
And I think, like, as the other two have kind of wandered off, the one that talks about the future, the one that's been kind of muttering, does just kind of let slip, like, yes, but nobody's spoken with the Hellbender Queen in many years.
Hellbender Queen.
Perhaps she will have visitors. Visitors who will like her. Visitors who will hate her. Who knows?
Hellbender Queen. Okay.
Perhaps the Hitchhiker will return. Perhaps not.
Who's
he
that?
Comes and goes. He burns things.
I imagine that, like, tugs at Sean's memories, but Sean does not remember the Hitchhiker. Okay.
And I think the Lion Crow also adds, the hares used to be like you.
Oh. Oh no. Okay.
And with that, I think they kind of, like, one of them swoops down and picks up a bottle. And they just kind of fly away and carry something into the clouds is another of their moves.
I'll go back to my friends.
Do the bottles remain?
I think the ones that you're not carrying remain. The ones that you're not carrying disappear. But as soon as you like put them down, it's not really like they vanish or disappear. It's like you put it down and then you don't remember where it is.
Ooh.
And like wherever, when you go looking for it, you can't find it. So you're like, I could have sworn I put it down over there. Where? And you kind of look around and it's gone.
I'm going to tie a rope or some piece of cloth around one and tie it around my neck so it stays.
I'm picturing it's like the size of a beer bottle.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not practical.
I think they have been like, they have had, you know, varying sizes. Some of which is like, you know, small mason jars, and some have been like plastic.
Oh no, jugs. This is definitely a tall green beer bottle is what I was imagining.
Perfect.
It's trash. It's not cute.
Is Achilles still carrying some, or has she abandoned that thing?
Oh, she's holding all of them. Like as many as like is physically possible to hold at one time, Achilles got.
And I assume Sabrina has also not put her bottles down in her confused attempt to be comforting.
In solidarity.
So we need to find the Hellbender Queen and shit, what was the other stuff? Oh, apparently the one crow on that side said the hares used to be like us, and then the one in the middle was talking about the Hellbender Queen, and also God, my memory is so bad I didn't write it down. What did it say?
I think it was mostly the one that was talking about the future and like what could happen in the future.
Yeah.
Talked about how the hitchhiker could come back.
The hitchhiker.
Some people might visit the Hellbender Queen. And then the one that lies said that the hares used to be like us.
Right. But I don't know that's the one that lies. But so the one in the middle said something about the Hellbender Queen and some person named the hitchhiker who lights stuff on fire.
The one on the left. That one says things that are true that you do not want to hear.
Okay, so the hares used to be like us.
If that's what it said.
Does that mean that they were camp counselors? How do you know that the crow says true things?
It's not important. I think what is important is why you are not holding bottles.
Oh, get some.
You should find some bottles.
There's no bottles on the ground.
But that's not my problem. You didn't grab bottles. Why didn't you grab bottles?
There were talking crows. That was pretty crazy.
No bottles.
What?
Crazy. Why are we holding the bottles, Achille?
Same question.
The bottles? Why are we holding the bottles? This shakes, shaking, and like all the bottles in her arms. Like this is the bottles. They tell you things, okay? They tell you things. Listen to the bottles.
Sabrina will kind of, the handful that she kind of pulled them up and aim one towards her ear. What does she hear?
I think, who do you want to hear?
A loved one.
Stares off into the distance. The audience at home.
Looking thoughtfully. She is gazing.
I specialize in characters with no past and no future. I maybe an old camp counselor from when she was a camper here who was very kind to her and kind of helped. Wanted to maybe that person, that counselor was specifically the camp counselor. Like you go to them with your problems and they sort of help you out with that.
Yeah. Do you have something that they said specifically in mind, or do you want me to try and come up with something?
Maybe something to do with her confidence.
Okay.
I'll leave it open-ended, but yeah.
Yeah. I think, this person, probably just said, like, Sabrina, you're tougher than you give yourself credit for. Whatever you're facing, you can do it.
That Sabrina kind of just gasps softly to herself and looks back at the bottle, because what the hell? Oh, I guess the bottles do have voices.
Oh, they have voices.
That's the thing. Everything has the crows, the bottles, the hares.
Everything is talking. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong.
Okay, so there's birds talking. Mm-hmm. There's bottles talking. There's things that we have to go fight evil now. I mean, that's okay. I think it's time to go to bed. And we'll deal with this tomorrow.
Yes.
I do also kind of love that Achilles sounds drunk, but is like stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Drunk off misery.
Sorry, you were going to say something, Chris.
Trauma is a hell of a drug. I was just going to say, Sabrina, at that suggestion, is quick to pipe up. First thing in the morning, we call parents. First thing.
Okay, close. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Go back to
let's,
camp.
Let's go back to camp. And I'm sorry, can we take a quick break for me to bring Remy downstairs? Back.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
Are you dead?
Who's dead?
No, because Chris said hi back, so I said, "Are you hi, dead?"
Hi back, I'm dead.
Oh,
you said hi, dad?
No.
Hi back.
I said
I'm back. Hi back, I'm dead.
Yeah, I said I'm back. Yeah.
Have any of you read Gideon the Ninth? By the way,
no.
It is the first book in what is shaping up to be a 4-book series. The second book contains possibly the greatest dad joke of all time. And it is, the cover has like a pull quote that describes the book perfectly. It's like one of the best pull quotes I've ever seen because it tells you exactly what the book is about. It goes, lesbian necromancers explore a haunted gothic tomb in space.
Oh, I love all those words. You keep like, you always throw out the best words in the best order.
I need to read this.
Yeah. It is a fantastic series. I've read the first two. Anyway, we can get back to podcast.
So we're sleeping.
Yes. So I'm assuming the next scene will be in the
moon. You want to zip into the next day?
There's a crow somewhere in the distance.
I don't trust crows now.
Or I meant like a cock crowing. A rooster. That's the word I was looking for.
No, I liked what you said before. That was pretty good.
I did
a crow crowing or a cock crowing?
I liked a cock crowing.
Okay. Cock crowing. Brings up the drama. Okay. So we'll start calling parents. I'll tell the other camp counselors.
What are you telling them?
No, I'm not gonna tell the kid. I don't know. I was just gonna tell people to get everybody home.
And I say, why do you need to? Why do we need to pick up our children?
All of the parents are French as well as understanding.
Hopefully.
Everyone knows that the French make the most understanding parents.
Shout out to you, French parents.
Just, you know, smoking. They're like, whatever, we will pick them up.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If there are any French listeners, do not be offended by the stereotype.
We apologize, but also, I'm kidding.
I thoroughly enjoy the French accent, so thank you for having such a beautiful language.
How about norovirus?
I was going to say, what are you saying to the other camp counselors?
Him.
Yeah, isn't that what we're chatting about?
Yeah.
What's norovirus?
That's a really nasty virus that makes you, I think norovirus is the one that makes you like have lots of tummy troubles, and it's like very, very contagious.
Ooh, you know what I think would be even better? If we just said lice.
Ooh.
People hate the small bugs in the hair, and they come so quick to make sure.
Do that. Lice is a good one.
A lice outbreak?
Yeah.
Is that how you're pitching it to the other counselors? I could be Lucinda.
I think we should just be straight with the other counselors.
Okay.
And say that Jet died?
Well, they're going to ask about him or Zem at some point. We have to tell them what happened.
And they did see Alphonse vanish.
Okay.
Well, some of them did. The others have probably heard about it.
Yeah.
We should probably call Jet's family, too. They deserve to know what happened to Zem. she kind of says, hushed.
I mean, we don't really know what has happened to them. I don't, like, they could still and be around, you know? Maybe it's because that's the thing with the crown. It came out and said, I have them, and they could just be under the hill. I don't know. What are you saying? You call them? And I just don't think I don't think it's time. And I don't think we need to tell people that, because it's not true, and they could get really sad.
Okay.
I think Lucinda is, like, looking at you with just, like, pity in her eyes. But, like, also trying not to just, like, do that thing where you just stare at somebody, like...
when you feel, yeah, just that awkward, you're feeling
she's,
things.
She's like...
Don't be sad.
Sabrina's gonna put a hand on Achilles' shoulder and look at her in the eyes, and I'm going to use a strong move, do something you didn't think you were capable of. And she's going to stand up straight and just say, if somebody you loved, and in this case, I guess that is the case, if something had happened to Jet and you weren't here, wouldn't you want to know about it? Is it fair to leave their family in the dark? Even if they're just missing, we should let them know.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We should do that. You're right. Okay.
And you're right. They could still be out there. We don't know, but let's be extra careful, because it seems like there's a lot coming up that we need to be prepared for, and I think that includes everybody who might be affected too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Lucinda nods in agreement.
So let's go with missing for Jet, and lice for parents.
I don't think I can talk to anybody. I'm not very good at talking. I'll go put peanut butter in the children's hair for the lice.
Is that what you do?
Yes, it's what you do.
I was told mayo when I was younger, but peanut butter is probably better. Mayo is gross. It does not wash out.
I feel like it's any, like, thick thing. Like, pretty much Achilles just going to start saucing up children's heads.
I hope the parents come today within the hours.
This is what I need to do, Sabina.
This is the form my grief is taking.
This is the form my grief is just going to be. Just plop, and like, I'm imagining also, like, there's no, like, I'm imagining Achilles wouldn't do this, like, in a way and methodical, like, okay, let's get in the hair. I don't even think he touches the kid's hair. He's probably just not even telling them why and plopping mayo on their head and like, no, put that in your hair. You do not want to mess with me today.
So I think,
are we using personal phones, or is there, like, a cabin with multiple phones?
I always imagine this world is, like, pre-cell phones, and I don't know why. I feel like it's, like, the 80s or the 70s in my head.
I can get behind that. I had pictured it as being sort of modern, but, like, nobody has their phone with them, because, like, it has no signal anyway, so it's kind of useless. So,
that's,
like,
pretty good, actually.
It could also be either. Like, it could be either of those things, really. I don't think we've really
Have to decide.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's up to the, audience's imagination. So I am picturing that there is, like, one cabin that's got, like, maybe a couple of phones and phone lines. Yep.
I also tell the children to start packing in between shouting at them with mayonnaise and stuff.
And splurting mayo and peanut butter in their hair.
Put that in your hair. And pack.
Go pack. Put this in your hair and go pack.
Achilles, the worst.
I imagine the parents maybe hear this in the background a little bit muffled while we're calling parents.
Perfect. We're selling it.
For
I was gonna say, for the sake of drama, maybe most of the parents are like, okay, lice, yeah, we totally understand. We'll do it. We'll be there, you know, but in the afternoon to pick
them up.
They
totally understand.
But then there are a few, like, there are a handful who are just like, no, we paid for a week and we are going to get a week. And then there are a couple that are just like, I'm sorry, we're out of town. Like, we can't come back and pick up the kids. So we do wind up with, like, a handful of kids that can't go home until camp is over. And I'm imagining it is going to be the campers that we have invented are just so happen to be the ones that are in that group.
Oh, yeah.
So our buddy Zach, our buddy Robin, our buddy Jack, our buddies whose names are completely eluding me right now.
Allie. I like to think that Allie's mom was the one who was like, yep. No, I'm so sorry. I'm hate for 5 days and I'll be there on Friday.
Bye.
Robin, Sid, Allie, Zach, and Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Sid's parents.
I know. Sid's parents are like, oh my God, no, please. This is the only time we've had any peace. 4 months.
Poor Sid.
Maybe they say that they're out of town, but they're actually not. They're like, this will toughen Sid up.
Yes. Jesus.
Like you called their house. You called the number listed as their house phone, and they're like, "Sorry, we're out of town."
Not there.
So good.
That's okay. My pitch.
I love it.
Just so, because if nothing else, like, we need the campers for the drama. Yeah, does anybody want to do anything else before we call it a session?
Plan.
What's our plan?
What is our plan? We've got...
What is the plan?
Most of the campers are gone, and we need to find Jet and this... What are we looking for?
The Hellbender Queen?
Sure. Why not? We need to find this queen.
What did the bunny say to us?
I can remind you.
Yes, because I don't remember.
I wrote it down.
Things said, things written. Done to deal.
And then you also have to find the well.
We have a lot to do. What thing sounds the least impossible right now?
I don't think we found the well, have we?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I was going to say the Hellbender Queen, but everybody up to this point has just kind of popped up out of thin air without any provocations. So.
Yeah, like how do we find someone in this
How
world?
Do you find somebody right. when you didn't even know they existed until the birds told you?
Well, what if we focus on finding things that we know we think we can find. That was very confusing.
like
physical things. Like this well is a physical thing.
Okay. The well. Yes.
Achille comes back. Sauced. I mean that very literally.
Oh! Yes.
Covered in sauce. And mayonnaise and like all ketchup. All of them. And he's just going to say, yes, we could find the well. I like this. We could find the well. That is doable. We'll start with the well. I agree.
Lucinda kind of looks at you and goes, do you want to take a shower first?
I mean, do you want to take a shower, Lucinda? Do you?
I already took one.
Yeah. So I'll take one when I'm ready. Is when I'll take one. I've got more sauces to do.
Did you sauce the children whose parents didn't come to get them?
I did sauce the children!
Like, are they just standing there with sauce?
Sid was very unhappy about the saucing. He said,
oh no.
What did he say?
What is it saying?
No!
No! What did Sid say?
Sid said that he was very unhappy about the saucing, and he said we should be using specialty creams, and they thought that it wasn't good enough. The sauces, and I said, you would take the sauce, and Sid said, no, I will not take my sauce. But I sauced him.
Okay.
Sabrina's going to pat Achille on the back, kind of soothing circles.
Everyone is taken care of. We did it.
Okay, so...
This is the form my grief is taking.
Points to Sean and kind of looking at everybody. Today, we're going to find that well.
Okay.
And nods. And she's going to hold out a hand kind of and put it in a circle and look really determined.
Let's go! And Sean will add their hand.
Achille slaps on a red ketchup hand.
Why is there ketchup now? Ketchup.
There's all kinds of sauces.
There's maple syrup. There's ketchup. There's Thousand Island dressing. Ugh. Also, the next couple meals from the cafeteria are going to be a little bland because all the sauces have been used up.
I can imagine.
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to say maybe, as the three of you do that, you kind of look like at the wall. It's something you've looked at like 100 times, but you realize there's like an old map of the camp kind of like posted on the wall.
Yes.
Just a hint at what's going to come in the beginning of next session.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the plot thickens.
Wow.
Just like a nice sauce.
Before we depart, you said shows up sauced, literally. Is there a figurative meaning of that phrase?
It means drunk. Like really drunk if you're sauced.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a day I learned. And maybe you did too, listeners at home.
And on that note, we'll catch you all next week. Sorry, were you going to say something?
I was just kind of hoping that Akili was like actually sauced.
Maybe found Alphonse's stash in her grief.
The never-ending flask.
We could say that happened.
Oh, it would have been an excellent time. Retcon.
Thank you for listening to the Roll Less Taken Campfire. You have been listening to Chris as Sabrina, M as Sean, Mickey as Achille, and Graham as Jet. We are playing Sleepaway by Jay Dragon of Possum Creek Games, with some elements from the Uncanny expansion, also by Jay Dragon. You can find more information on that in the show notes. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Roll Less Taken. That's Roll with an E. Please rate and review us on Podchaser and iTunes. Please also tell your friends about the show. Tune in for our next episode. Thanks for listening.